Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. My co-host today is Jason Burley, and we're recording live from the 14th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids. Jason, seems like we've done this before.
We've done it once or twice, and beautiful as always.
Beautiful, and one of the things that I've explained to you and to all the folks out here this morning was I have a great rapport with the Minnesota National Guard's Chaplain Corps, and I believe in those folks. And I asked our head chaplain, Colonel Chaplain Buddy Wynn, to put in a good word for us. And, of course, he told me he's in marketing. He's gathering up lost souls. I told him there might be a few of them here today. But he said he'd put in a good word with administration. Apparently it worked.
It has certainly worked. It is about as beautiful as it's been in 13 or 14 years. So, well done.
And joining us for this opening segment today is Major General, retired John Trost, who is also the Vice President of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. And General, we have done this before, haven't we?
We've done it a couple of times before, but good morning to you, Tom, and good morning, Jason. And it's just a wonderful day to be out here for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
And General, we've got well over 200 golfers out here. We're going to have about 225 people for dinner tonight, and they keep coming year after year after year. This is the 14th year. You've seen a lot of familiar faces here this morning. They just teed off.
Man, it's just like a big fraternity here this morning. You leave from one table, go to meet somebody at the next table, and you just keep running into great acquaintances that this tournament has brought together for the good of the MMFF. So it's just a wonderful opportunity for us.
Jason, every time we gather together, all these people for one of these tournaments, The feedback I get about helping us raise money to support our Minnesota military families, they love this tournament and this event and this cause.
Well, they love it. They love participating, and they love giving, and they love giving to the mission of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. And General, you run into them, you know, shaking hands and welcoming them to the putting green up here. What do they say to you most about, you know, why they give?
Well, they're tickled pink to support our mission, and our mission is to support and provide a financial safety network for the currently serving members of the armed forces, and we do that through grants to families, and it's just over the course since the time we started this till now, we're at 2,350 grants approximately, give or take about five, and over that time frame, we've also given out $6 million, just over $6 million in grants. So we just crossed over the $6 million mark in July. It's a big deal for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, and thanks to all that are supporting us, you've made that possible. So it's a big day here. We get to celebrate crossing that barrier, and life is really good for the MMFF.
In general, the MMFF supports active duty, guard, and reserve. And, of course, since 9/11/2001, things have really changed for our guard and reserve forces. They're serving a lot, aren't they?
They're serving a lot, and as we speak, I know for a fact that there are more deployments coming. I don't know if it's been made public yet, so I'm not going to say anything other than we have more deployments coming. And so the need has not dried up and blown away. The need is still there. Our mission statement is still serving us extremely well and helping the families of our military families. So it's really wonderful as to what we've been able to accomplish this thing. You know, the first time we deployed somebody, we didn't have this. And it was really a tough situation for the Minnesota National Guard. We didn't have the resources to help, and some of the families just had to go without. So today, when we can do this, this is truly, truly making a difference. So it's a big deal.
This is Minnesota Military Radio. We're recording live today from the 14th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Bunker Hills in Coon Rapids. In general, those deployments on the Army side, they go as a group, and they're out for sometimes a year. On the Air side, they go for shorter periods, but maybe more often. But when those troops are gone, the idea is if their family suffers some kind of a financial emergency, they can go through the process to apply for a grant. Can you explain that process to us, sir?
Sure. You know, and I want to start by saying that the soldiers and airmen all tell us the same thing. take care of my family when we are deployed. And the way we do that is through the soldier and family readiness centers that are spread across the state. I believe there's 13 of them, if my memory is correct. But they meet with that entity, and they go through and look to make sure that it is truly a true need. And once that is all said and done, a grant request is sent forward to the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. And our board, well, you normally turn those in about 2 to 3 hours, because it's really means something to our board to get this done expeditiously so that we can make sure the families are getting the financial resources when they need them the most. So that's a big thing for us. And then we pay vendors. We do not give cash to the families. We pay the bills. And that truly makes a big difference also. So if it's a car repair, we pay the repair shop. If it's a building construction thing, we pay the contractor. If it's an appliance thing, we pay the appliance company for the appliance and installation. So it really is a great thing that the MMFF is accomplishing here.
Jason, you served in the Minnesota Army National Guard, the third of the three types of service, Marine, Air, and Army. But when you retired from the Army as a major, can you share with us, what did the commanders tell you about how important these resources are, like the Minnesota Military Family Foundation? How important is that so they can focus?
Yeah, it's incredibly important. And the general had it spot on. When we first started deploying soldiers, we were deploying some of the very first soldiers into combat out of the 1st of the 216th Air Defense Artillery Battalion. The only thing that we had was a family readiness group at the battalion level and maybe at the company. And so you had great friends helping friends keep things straight, but you were still distracted by, was your family going to be truly taken care of? And you get a group like the Minnesota Military Family Foundation that comes in and says, you focus on the mission, we'll focus on your family's financial needs if they arise, and we'll make sure that they're taken care of so you can focus on doing what you need to do in the theater of operation. And that's an incredible, liberating feeling to be able to focus on the mission at hand so that you can come home safely to your family.
Focus on the mission, get home safe. General, that's got to be, when you're commanding troops, that's got to help them help with the discipline and help with all the training and the things they need to do to protect each other.
Thank you. Keep them focused. Their safety just goes way up. They're focused on their mission at hand, and it's good for everybody.
General, every year when we do this out here, you're on the putting green, or you have been for quite a few years, and you get to see a lot of names. Our sponsors are incredible. They come back year over year over year. This year, our title sponsor is Cargill. They've donated some money. They donated dinner tonight. We're going to have prime rib tonight, sir, courtesy of Cargill. Jason arranged that somehow or other.
Well done, Jason. I do what I do best. I can eat. So, but there's other sponsors that are helping us out here too. The 3M, Tee It Up for the Troops, the Bart's Charitable Fund, just to name a few, and Upper Red Lakes Foods is participating also. So those are really some of the big names are doing. And then the founding sponsors that really started this, kicked it all off, Pop Communications, Seaman Carey Law Firm, and Phelan Partners. So there's some really great names in that list there, and there's others out there as well also, but there's just too many to say, so I apologize to those for not mentioning them, but we've got some great partners making this thing happen.
And you get a chance to thank them all personally when they come through the putting green. That must be a lot of fun.
I have the funnest job on the course today, shaking hands with people and saying thank you and just enjoying their company. It's a great day to be here.
In general, I'd be remiss if I didn't say we have a new chairman of the golf activities for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. It's Jason Burley.
You know, I've been watching, and it's happening. It's good. And it's the next generation is stepping up in this thing. And this is important, is we have to make sure that the next generation is in place to carry this great foundation forward. So thanks, Jason.
Well, it's an honor. It's big shoes to fill from our chairman of the previous 13 years. And believe me, he's not missing in action in this year's event either. He is completely involved.
He told me I couldn't step back from vice chair as long as he's chair. So I think
co-chair.
Might be a little training going on. I don't know, but it's all good.
Left seat, right seat. That's right.
General, appreciate you joining us on the first segment coming up. We've got some guests from MECV. We're going to talk to Bunker Hills. And we're also going to bring in our presenting sponsor, Roger Anderson from the Anderson Family Foundation. This is Minnesota Military Radio, recording live from the 14th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your co-host, Tom Lyons. My co-host today is Jason Burley, and we're recording live from the 14th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids. And Jason, we're going to meet in the next segment, not this segment. We're going to meet the folks in charge of this place. It's a beautiful golf course, and they've got a chef in there that's trying to figure out how to cook that prime rib for tonight to feed 225 people.
Yeah, it feels like they've got it figured out in the kitchen, and they definitely have it figured out here on the golf course. Tim has got this place put together.
It's really nice out here, and he's got three nine-hole long courses, and he's got an executive course, and we'll find out more about that later. But we got a special guest for this segment that you requested to have on the show. Would you like to introduce him?
Well, absolutely. I'm incredibly thrilled to invite my good friend, retired Lieutenant Colonel John Lovell, who currently serves as the Chief Operations Officer for MACV, the Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans. And John and I have been friends now going on for, hard to believe, almost 20 years. So that's quite a remarkable number, and I'm happy to have you with us. Thanks for joining us, John.
Thanks for having me, Jason. Thanks for asking for me to be here. It is always an honor to be on the show. It's even a greater honor for somebody to request me specifically, knowing that we did spend those 20 years together, and you're still inviting me, so thank you.
John, it's good to have you back on the show, and thanks for coming out today and helping with the putting contest, and we're going to get into that in a little bit. But did you two serve together? Did you deploy together? How close is this relationship?
Well, Jason and I have had the opportunity to...
It's a family show now.
To serve, yeah, we, all clean stories here for sure. We started together in, aside from a deployment, I think maybe one of the more stressful jobs you could possibly be, which is recruiting. And I think in today's climate, recruiters can echo that louder than anybody ever has. But Jason and I first met each other at the Minnesota National Guard Recruiting Battalion, and our mission was to add the best quality people we could to our force.
Jason, I didn't know you were a recruiter.
Yeah, John and I were team commanders. This is about 2003, I would suppose, 2002, 3, 4 type time frame, during a time where we were on a mission for 10,700 soldiers, and they had determined that our force structure needed to change, but the state was not 100% convinced we were going to do it. But in that crucible, as you know, they say, steel sharpens steel. And so I found my buddy John, and we worked together. And we posted 10-7. In fact, I think we actually went over 10-7.
Consistently, the Minnesota National Guard would recruit above its goal, and in a way helping out the nation itself, because other states weren't able to do what the state of Minnesota was able to do. I wouldn't say what Jason and I were able to do, but what the state of Minnesota collectively was able to do.
Well, yeah. We've seen those reports for years where the Minnesota National Guard is filled what they need to fill year over year when other states don't. But the mission there is you get about 10-12% of the turnover every year because people retire, they get out, and you got to fill it back in at the bottom and grow those people up to be the lieutenant colonels and to be the sergeant majors. And so the recruiting is necessary every year.
It's a never-ending mission. There's no question.
And it's one of those places, though, where we're remiss if we don't say the true story. John and I had great jobs, but where the rubber meets the road is at the production recruiter level. That recruiter on the street in
the
high school, the NCOs that are recruiting every day, those are the guys and ladies and the soldiers of the Army National Guard that get it done.
I got two questions, one for each of you, because Jason, you've been on the board of the MMFF for years, and of course, you're with John, you're with the MACV. Does it matter to the young recruits today and the young people coming into the Army Guard and the Air National Guard the fact that Minnesota has all these resources available to take care of them while they're in and after they get out?
I mean, I'll say this, that when they look at how people enlist in the state of Minnesota, and that's everybody who is enlisting in all of the services. In our state, the Minnesota National Guard has the highest share of people who enlist every year. And that is directly a byproduct of what you just described, is the unit quality that they're going into, how they're going to be taken care of, and why they want to, you know, serve the state of Minnesota. You don't see that in other states where the National Guard recruiting component is outpacing the active Army, the Marine Corps, the Navy, the Air Force. It doesn't happen in other states.
And Jason, the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program, all the different programs, Minnesota's at the top, and that's got to make that recruiting job a lot easier.
Well, when you have the backbone of resources that the state of Minnesota and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and others provide, it sure makes it easier to sell what's going to happen, right? You have a commitment to serve, and most people are enlisting because that's what they want to do. But to have in your back pocket the other features and benefits, such as Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, MACV, and the plethora of other organizations, certainly make it easier.
Our guest this segment is John Lovell, who is it your title, president at MACV?
I'm the chief operating officer.
Chief operating officer. We got the chairman over there on the putting green. I saw him over there.
He's working
hard. And this is Minnesota Military Radio. John, can you tell us, MACV, what is it? Quickly, we just got a few minutes. What's your mission? What are you doing?
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, the Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans, which I believe is almost more of a household name now than it's ever been, thanks to the Minnesota Military Radio show and other outlets that have highlighted the work that we're doing. You know, our mission is ending veteran homelessness, and we are a statewide organization that will help any individual who raised their right hand and served. I appreciate the helicopter flying over. That was very patriotic at the exact right moment. Blackhawk helicopter, perfect.
Yep. Ambient noise from the.
It doesn't get better than that.
No.
You know, we've been in existence for 30 years, and, you know, we believe Minnesota is going to be the fourth state to end veteran homelessness, and we're on track to do that. We're growing on our resources and services that are available. If somebody's ever reached out to MACV before and we didn't have the resource that they were looking for, I ask them all to reach out again. And one of the best and easiest ways for somebody to find out how we could assist them with their housing stability is to come and attend an event called Summer Salute, and that is happening at CHS Field on August 22nd, starting at 10 o'clock. There is a free lunch for everybody attending. Every single resource that MACV has and all of the partner organizations we work with will be on site, and that's what's important. MACV doesn't do this job on our own. If not for partners like yourself and all the other organizations that bring to bear their resources at this one event, if you're a veteran and you're in need of a resource, come to this event. It is free, public transportation, and if you see me, please walk up and introduce yourself and say hi to me.
So how do they find the event? Where and when and where again?
The event is at CHS Field, which is where the St. Paul Saints they play their baseball games. On MACV.org, you can find links to sign up for the event. You do not have to sign up. We'd love to have you sign up so we can make sure we have a good head count, because lunch is important. And so if you can sign up, please do. Otherwise, if you know a veteran who is in need of a resource, please advise them of this event. It is not a Metro Twin Cities only type of an event, but we understand that it is easier for people in the Twin Cities to get to this event with public transportation and everything else that's available. We will have a lot of resources on site for individuals. We look forward to seeing people there.
Very good. Jason, just got a couple of minutes left. Over the course of the last 13 years, we've been doing Minnesota Military Radio. It seems like John's out here today helping the MMFF. We've had him on the radio. We've had all these resources that we talk about in Minnesota. It seems like they're all helping each other more and more and coordinating more and more. That's got to be healthy.
Well, it's super healthy, and I think one of the great parts, and John's boss and the president over at MACV taught me a couple of months ago, that it's the pie is not the right. You can get a bigger pie, right? You don't have to fight over this thing, right? And that's what organizations are starting to do. We're sharing our resources. We're cross-talking. The most important thing I like about guys like John and everybody else, that when you're working yourself out of a job, that's a pretty noble cause, right? And these, every day they get up and they're trying to end a problem. And if that problem goes away, we're hoping to not have that issue anymore.
Well, the fun part about MACV, when we first started talking about them, they were trying to get the veterans off the street. Now they're trying to catch them before they hit the street.
Yeah, right.
And that's, John, that's got to feel really good.
It's a very rewarding job. My last plug would be it's an extremely rewarding job, and we're always hiring because this mission is so important. And if you're interested in working for MACV, please, again, go to www.mac-v.org and take a look at some of our open positions as well, because if you want to help veterans, we got a job for you.
Need some volunteers once in a while?
And we have we love our volunteers, and the volunteers love their opportunities to interact with our veterans in many different projects. So if you're thinking of a way you want to help a veteran and you want to volunteer, again, come to our website and you can list all the things you like to do, and we'll find a project for you.
John, thanks for joining us today. So John Lovell, the CEO of MACV, and once again, we're recording live from the 14th annual MMFF Golf Classic at Bunker Hills Golf Course in Coon Rapids. When we come back, we're going to meet with the head of the golf and the head of the catering from Bunker Hills and learn a little bit more about this facility. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. My co-host today is Jason Burley. And we're recording live from the 14th annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Bunker Hills in Coon Rapids. Jason, we talked earlier. Chaplain Wynn did a great job, dialed up another wonderful day. 14 years in a row, the Minnesota National Guard Chaplain Corps has helped us out.
Well, Bunker Hills must have a great chaplain on staff, too, because this course is fantastic.
And we're going to talk about that in this segment with Tim Anderson, who's the Director of Golf Operations, and Kelly Kepke, who's the General Manager at Kendall's. Tim, Kelly, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Seems like just the other day we did this, but it was a year ago, Tim.
Time flies when you're having fun, that's for certain.
Fun. Where did that year go, and how did your golf course winter?
The golf course wintered very well because we had that amazing snow cover for far too long. You know, we barely got our high school kids out there playing in May, so it turned out the golf course was fantastic because of that snow cover, but we didn't get going for a while.
Tim, Bunker Hills is kind of a unique facility. It's city-owned, is that right?
Yes, sir. Municipal facility, 36 holes, 350 acres. We're very fortunate.
And the entire area, the Bunker Hills area, has a lot of resources.
It does. It's actually Bunker Hills city-owned, but it's part of Anoka County's Bunker Hills Park, which has all kinds of things from archery range to a wave pool to horse stables and camping. It's just a fantastic partnership with the county of Anoka that the city of Coon Rapids has, and there's lots going on.
And Jason, Tim grew up here.
Well, I was just looking at the establishment date, so you must have been playing out here as a kid.
I was. I was born in 1977. I'll exactly date myself. And my mom and dad brought me out here when I was three, so I get to come home every single day, and it's pinch-me stuff for me. I love it.
Now, the course and the facilities must have grown over the time that you've been out here working. How long have you been out here as director of golf?
Well, it's my 12th season as director of golf, and I was fortunate to be an assistant golf professional for 11 years before that. So 23rd season this year.
Have you seen a lot of changes over those years?
Lots of changes, and one of the best ones is our partnership with Morrissey Hospitality for the past almost 10 years. That's a big deal for us.
So you got a large clubhouse here and a huge facility, and we're going to talk to Kelly about all the things they do in there. We're using a lot of your golf course today, 3 9-hole courses.
Yeah, it's spectacular. We have a few groups that are as big as this, but the partnership is unbelievable with MMFF. We couldn't be fortunate enough to have all these folks out here, and now they fill the property, and it's a fantastic partnership and a fantastic day at Bunker Hills.
Is there anything special to running a 3 9s versus, you know, standard 18 championship course? I mean, what uniqueness comes with that in terms of maintaining the
uniqueness of a 27 hole? Yes, certainly there is, and it's really the routing of the golfers. You know, you have to make sure that they get to the right back nine. That's the real secret, and it's a bit of a zipper merge. It's like when you're merging onto traffic during a little bit of some work being done on the highway. That's exactly what happens, and we're here to make sure that people are in the right lane.
And we have, with the 3 9s today, we had to tell everybody, okay, you're going this course to this course, this mm-hmm. course to this course. And when they get off the putting green, there's probably some people around saying, okay, go that way, don't go that way, don't go that way. But they seem to find their way around.
Yeah, and I'm probably jumping the gun a little bit, but at that convergence point, at a point on the golf course, there is an awesome new facility that is one of my most favorite things at Bunker Hills. called the Albatross.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us more about Albatross, because it is fantastic.
Well, you know, there's a lot of ways to get it done with food and beverage service at golf courses. Most of the time you see roaming beverage carts, but those are on courses that have tee to green cart paths. When you don't have that, you can create a lot of damage with your food and beverage service on a golf course. So a lot of newer golf courses and a lot of higher-end golf courses are going to static locations. And at Bunker Hills, because we needed to figure out how to have water and power and all that stuff, a food truck made the most sense. So Albatross, the food truck. And the nice thing about that from a municipal perspective is that food truck can travel to community events and represent us and represent the city of Coon Rapids around town.
And then we have special events like this, and you've got the three nines full.
Yes.
That food truck's probably pretty busy.
It stays busy and hopefully keeps everyone happy out there, yes.
Right.
Now, are you in charge of the food truck, or is Callie in charge of the food, or do you cooperate on this deal?
We are fortunate enough to cooperate with Morrissey Hospitality on everything, but Callie is certainly in charge of the operation there.
So, Callie, I haven't been out to where the Albatross is parked. But
oh, you need to go out there.
Is that a convergence of the three courses so that they can...
Yep, it's the only spot on the golf course where all three nines are in that same location. So that's why it makes most sense to have a food truck out there. So we opened it up in first week of June, and it's been nothing but a success. We got pizza by the slice, sliders that we change in and out of, full beverage, full snacks. So it's always something new every day, but you still are going to have something delicious.
So you're going to take good care of our golfers out there so they're not famished when it comes time for dinner.
No, not at all. Not at all. Exactly.
All right. This is Minnesota Military Radio. We're recording today from the 14th annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Bunker Hills in Coon Rapids. And our guests are Tim Anderson, Director of Golf Operations, and Callie Koepke, General Manager. And I know you wanted to ask her about dinner tonight. Cargill kind of helped us out.
Well, yeah, we were very fortunate, but, you know, you can donate the best meat on the planet, but if you don't have the staff and the professionals that can prepare it appropriately, it doesn't really matter what you deliver. Mm-hmm. But Callie, you guys have the staff to take care of that. What does that look like? And, you know, what's the team doing right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're preparing for everyone to come back into the clubhouse after they enjoy their day on the golf course. And we've got, although a beautiful space with beverage right away when they walk in the door, we're of course going to feed you a great meal too. So start off with a wedge salad that I know is one of Tom's favorite things to serve. And then we're doing a prime rib with some mashed potatoes, au jus, horseradish, the whole works. So we're excited.
Plated service. We're
going to
get all of these golfers all worn mm-hmm. out and sunburned and get them in there, and,
yep.
you're icing down some adult beverages.
Adult beverages, as well as, you know, some waters on the table so they can make sure they get themselves hydrated too. You know, we'll have some adult beverages both for them to grab in some bar areas as well. So we're excited.
Very good. I know that we've been out here for quite a few years now, and the dinner's always great.
Good.
And the people that serve in your dining room are incredible. They take good care of us. And there's one lady I saw mm-hmm. early this morning that she's the first one here and the last
yep.
one to leave.
She is.
She's amazing,
yep.
too.
She's a gem, that's for sure.
Tell us about Kendall's. What all goes on in this clubhouse, and what do you do here?
Yeah, so, you know, besides being a very busy event center and golf course, we also are a very active restaurant. So Kendall's Tavern and Shop House, we're open 7 days a week, open for breakfast on Saturdays and Sundays, starting at 10 a.m. Otherwise, our tavern menu starts at 11. We close at 9 and 10 o'clock. We also have a chop house menu that starts at 4 o'clock with the wood fire grill. The best feature that we have in the summer is that we have a beautiful patio that overlooks the golf course there, so people really love to enjoy their drinks and food out on the patio there.
So you're open all year long?
All year long, mm-hmm.
Do you ever see Tim in the winter?
Oh, yeah. That's when we get our little projects done around everything we don't have time for in the summer.
Planning. I got it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, our goal is to never really have an off season or just a little bit of one to... This one dragged on a little too long, mm-hmm. I think.
Now you've got a beautiful banquet room in there. Mm-hmm. It's huge, but you can divide it into three.
Yep.
You have all kinds of events in here.
We do. We have. We are fortunate enough to have five spaces that we can use to rent out for different catering events. And I have a fantastic sales team that's ready to take all the phone calls for anybody that wants to have an event here in Coon Rapids. So we can seat up to 360 people in our ballroom and then do events as small as 20 people. So.
Well, Jason, this is quite an asset for the city of Coon Rapids and how many acres, Tim?
350 acres.
It's a big piece of property.
It's quite an asset for the metropolitan area and the state of Minnesota. In listening to this, I'm thinking I'm going to do a week-long staycation at Bunker Hills.
great.
Do you have rooms, Tim?
We'll make room for Jason.
There's a little hut over here. You could probably put a cot in there.
Come out, grab a tent, ride some horses, go to the water park, mm-hmm. play a couple of rounds of golf, and eat at Kendall's 7 days a week. What's wrong with that?
You need a marketing guy. I think you better talk to Jason.
He's hired immediately.
Yeah, immediately.
Well, Tim, every year we come out here, your people take really good care of all of our golfers. I think they're having a good time out there today. And Callie, food's always great. And talking to you every time I do, you say, what can I do for you?
Yeah.
If I was you, I'd lock the door and
no,
don't let
stop.
Tom back in.
No, we enjoy this.
Well, thank you both. We're thrilled to be here today. And thanks for helping support the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure.
It was Tim Anderson and Callie Koepke from Bunker Hills Golf Club on Minnesota Military Radio, recording live today from Bunker Hills for the 14th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. My co-host today has been Jason Burley, and we are recording at Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids on the occasion of the 14th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. And Jason, we got a great day, and we've had some fun guests on, and we got a couple more coming up here, and we have a retired general officer that you used to work for.
Yeah, I've spent a number of years working for this gentleman, and we've got a great friend of yours and a great supporter of the MMFF, and we've got a beautiful day at Bunker Hills. The course has never been in better shape, and Callie says we're going to have the best meal we've ever had. So
prime rib tonight, day. Roger. You'll like it. Roger Anderson is an old friend of mine, a fellow Vietnam veteran. He owns a firm called Anderson Engineering. And Roger, you've been part of this MMFF Golf Classic since we started way back when.
That's right, Tom. I've been with you from the start, and happy to contribute to the effort for the veterans.
And we're going to talk about you and your firm a little bit more, but we also have retired Major General Neil Leuthold with us back again on the radio. General, you were kind of hanging around in the putting green, and we enlisted you to come over here and say hi on the radio.
Shaking hands at the putting green, Tom. There's nothing better than thanking people who help veterans, especially people that don't have to, and just decide to do it out of the goodness of their heart.
And, General, we've got 52 foursomes of people out here today that have all sponsored the Minnesota Military Family Foundation in one way or another. And one of the big ones, Roger Anderson, has been with us since the start, but he stepped up to be presenting sponsor this year with his family foundation. And he's been an incredible partner and a good partner and fellow Vietnam veteran. Did they teach you anything about Vietnam when you were in the service, General?
No, unfortunately, Tom, and I say this seriously, you know, I joined in 1984. I went to officer training school in about 87, and all they taught us about was the Russians, right? We can remember what the world was like at that time, and secret this and secret that and what was happening. But I knew about Vietnam because my cousin, Frank Whippler, sheriff, Benton County Sheriff for 10 years, is a Vietnam veteran, died from Agent Orange at 60, pretty young.
Way too many of my fellow veterans.
That's right. So I'm always thankful because it's the Vietnam veterans that enabled the service and the reception that guys like Jason Burley and I and gals too, able to receive when we got home. And so I have said often, I am fortunate to have served on the backs of our great Vietnam veterans.
Thank you, sir. And Roger, you served in the Army, didn't you?
I was in the Army, Tom, yes, 101st Airborne.
101st Airborne. Now, you weren't a civil engineer back then.
I was not a civil engineer, no. I was just an Army guy. Yes, I was. I actually got drafted in 1969. That's back when they still had the draft. And I got a few years in school, and that just wasn't for me at the time. So I dropped out, and pretty soon I got that letter in the mail. So I showed up in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, July 2nd. And it is hot in North Carolina in July. So that's when I did basic training. And 2 days after that, I think it must have been the 4th of July, about then, was the landing on the moon. And they had a black and white TV set up in the barracks somewhere, and we got to watch that, and we got like a half a day off. It was kind of fun to see. But then I had kind of a roundabout way of getting to Vietnam from there. You get Fort Bragg for basic. They shipped me off to medic school at Fort Sam Houston, and I was there for 10 weeks or 12 weeks, I believe, and I thought it was going to be a pretty good medic down the road. All the medics were going to Vietnam, and it was November, so I signed up for jump school. Being a kid and all, I was jumping out of an airplane seemed like the right thing to do. So I went to Fort Benning and then went through jump school. And it gave me an opportunity to be home over Christmas before I was going to go to Vietnam. But they threw another thing at me, which was rigger school, where you learn to pack chutes, rig heavy airdrop, do all kinds of interesting things. And that's in Fort Lee, Virginia, for another 12 weeks. And, of course, then I still went to Vietnam, which was fine. We landed in Da Nang, and I got assigned to a SNS battalion. And we were servicing fire bases in the northern part of Vietnam, I Corps, which is from Da Nang roughly up to the DMZ.
Well, that was quite an awakening you got. And it sounds like, Jason, sounds like the Army was really preparing him just for that, weren't they?
Well, it was. But you know, it's interesting when I was listening to that story that you just forget in our era, my generation, that you're walking amongst other heroes that were veterans in a different time. We hear so much about, you know, the era of World War II, which was the greatest generation. But following that generation, some incredible unsung heroes that are walking amongst us every day is quite impressive. So thank you for your service.
Thank you, Jason.
Roger, we kind of knew back then if we were in the military, where were we going to go for summer vacation, right?
That's true. That's true, Tom.
Roger, could I just interrupt and ask, isn't it true, though, you went to jump school for the extra pay?
Yeah.
Come on, you were a young man. Just tell us it's not doesn't cheapen anything.
At the time, it was $123 a month, but you got a $100 extra for going to jump school.
That's right.
And when I was in Vietnam, I was one of the highest paid. Our group was because you get $100 a month combat pay, $100 pay for jump school, and then your $123 or $143, whatever it was. I was living the life, I'll tell you.
Roger, I should have known. You're always looking for the edge, aren't you? Tell us quickly, we're recording today out at the 14th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Bunker Hills. Tell us a little bit about Anderson Engineering. I know that you do a lot of government contracts, and you've got some partners that are service-disabled veterans. And as long as I've known you, 30-some years, you've been helping with veterans' issues.
Well, I'm happy to have that opportunity to help with the vets. The civilian life has had some carryover from the life I led in the military because a number of years ago, the VA was looking for service-disabled veteran-owned firms to do some of their design work. And I think we were the first ones selected back in about 2009. And at the time, if you remember, the economy was not doing well. And we started working on veteran cemeteries like Fort Snelling, cemeteries all over the country for expansions and new roadways and drainage problems and new grave sites. And we've been doing that work ever since that time. It's just been very rewarding for all of us. We also do quite a bit of work in VA hospitals, remodel the emergency room, new MRIs, new women's health center, projects all across the country that we've been involved in. And again, it's part of what we can do to give back to the military.
Isn't it interesting how we served in Vietnam and we found ways to stay connected and do things like this radio show and the Minnesota Military Family Foundation? And I know you feel deeply about the MMFF, and you've been contributing to us for many years, and I want to thank you for that. What would you have to say to our listeners if they had a chance to come out here and participate?
Well, one, it's a beautiful venue. You've heard that. But really, it's people like Tom and the rest of you that have really built this up into an effective group that can support the veterans here. It's the best-run organization, I think, on behalf of the veterans. And giving your money here and any help you can give goes directly to help vets. It's absolutely what it's about. So that's where my heart is.
Thank you, Roger. General, he always does have that edge. He wants to make some money, but he's very generous in how he spends it. Are you surprised that another Vietnam veteran is still plugging away trying to help today's troops and their families?
No. I'm grateful, but I don't think I'm surprised. You don't serve. You probably certainly don't serve in combat and then just come back and abandon the cause.
Got to keep at it. Jason, we're running out of time. Any final questions for Roger or the general?
No, I would just say thank you. Your continued support allows us to be able to participate like this. And, you know, the benefactors are the families of our military service members here in the state of Minnesota. And, General, thanks for joining us again, and best of luck in ending veteran homelessness here in Minnesota. MACV is well on its way to that mission. Congratulations, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Roger, I got a follow-up question for you. How much under par are you now? We pulled you off the course after three or four holes.
Well, quite frankly, since I'm not there, my group is probably doing better. But we were two under par when you grabbed me off the course. We'll see if we can do a little better on the back.
How many holes have you played?
Oh, just seven, I believe it was. Six.
All right,
or seven.
I want a couple eagles when I see you for dinner.
Aren't they entitled to an extra mulligan for him stepping off on the show?
He's not only going to have extra mulligan, he's going to have a couple extra drink tickets on the way back out to join his crew.
Well done,
Roger. I know you've never been on the radio before, but I really appreciate you coming over and talking to us and telling us your story. I didn't remember you were in the 101st, hard to think about some of those things, but appreciate you sharing your story with us.
Thank you, Tom.
And, General, we did drag you off the putting greens, but it's always good to see you on Minnesota Military Radio, and to meet somebody like this gentleman is a real occasion. And I'll bet you will have an opportunity for a cocktail later with Roger.
I'm hopeful it is a real occasion, and congratulations on just about 700 shows now, Tom, promoting veterans in Minnesota.
Who would have thought that was going to happen, General? But we're gonna continue. We're ready for the next decade. I'm going to step back a little bit, and just as Jason has taken over as chairman of the golf events for the MMFF, I'll stick around and help when I can. And Jason, we're out of time. Good luck, and I think we're going to have a pretty good day today.
Yeah, great. Great job, Tom. Thanks for everything. Thanks for another great event.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us for this 14th annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. We're just about out of time for this special edition of Minnesota Military Radio from the Bunker Hills Golf Club, talking about the Minnesota Military Family Foundation 14th annual golf event. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week. My co-host, Jason Burley, retired Major General John Trost, John Lovold from MACV, Tim Anderson and Callie Kepke from Bunker Hills, retired Major General Neil Leutold, and Roger Anderson from Anderson Engineering. Please join us for another edition of Minnesota Military Radio next weekend on this station or online anytime at minnesotamilitaryradio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at minnesotamilitaryradio.com.